Hi everyone, and thanks for joining me. I'm James and I'm a clinical team lead in the UK. During the pandemic, we've seen a huge increase in the utilisation of mental health services in general, and presentations with stress linking to COVID, both indirectly and directly. I'm here today to talk a little about mental health in the workplace, why it's so important right now and in general, and to offer some reflections on the view moving forward. In recent years, mental health advocacy has become one of the most effective and promising strategies in recognising, defining and taking action towards positive mental health and wellness. Time to Talk Day is recognised as the current biggest mental health conversation in the UK and is set aside for communities, workplaces, families and friends to come together and talk and listen to all conversations pertaining to mental health. The campaign runs throughout the United Kingdom and is spearheaded by Mind and Rethink Illness in conjunction with Co-op in England. It is an opportunity to create supportive communities through conversations and dialogue with friends, colleagues and families on mental health. According to health statistics, only one in every four people are likely to be more comfortable to open up about their mental health in general. One of the major factors that continues to fuel the rapid rise in mental health problems has been stigma. Positive and supportive conversations are an effective way to create an atmosphere where stigma around mental health is reduced or diminished. Additionally, the Time to Talk Day offers an opportunity for people to feel more empowered to seek help and support whenever deemed necessary. This new age has proven to be one with higher risks for mental health issues than several decades ago. Mental health definitely matters in 2022 more than ever. Currently, we are facing a new set of life stressors and problems that are making many people prone to mental health issues. There are several reasons why mental health matters more than ever in 2022. Not least, the COVID pandemic has brought significant change to how people work. The push for people to work from home in a bid to reduce the spread of the virus has come along with several ramifications. Recent research has found that hybrid and remote workers are suffering from mental and physical health concerns more than those in offices. Those working from home feel more isolated, and new research indicates that at least 7 out of every 10 workers feels this way. Additionally, the hybrid work environment has impacted collaboration more than ever before. Workers are assigned tasks and expected to complete them within a stipulated time whilst requiring the same productivity levels as before, and in some cases, even more. With limited collaboration and a lack of synchronous face-to-face communication, workers have reported more work pressure, anxiety, and stress. Tough economic conditions coupled with the loss of loved ones make this year one to watch with regards to mental health. Research by global health organisations shows that isolation, bereavement, anxiety and an overall sense of loss are major effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, rapidly triggering mental health problems. Moreover, these have been found to exacerbate existing mental health conditions. The mental health status in Europe still signals the need for more advocacy and strategies. Numerous studies have been done to assess the psychological toll that the pandemic has had on health workers, for example, and showed high levels of insomnia, depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, and distress among people in the United Kingdom. The rise in mental health problems in Europe has been largely faulted on the pandemic and post-COVID effects. The worsening mental health situation is also depicted by UNICEF in a research published in 2021 that shows the current increasing rate of mental illness. For example, mental health illnesses have increased among young people by about 9% after COVID-19. Cumulatively, suicide is still among the top 5 causes of death among both young people and adults across Europe. The prevalence is also risen by about 11% among workers, particularly in the health sector. The United Kingdom has the highest prevalence of people suffering from at least one mental health problem, and that figure is 30%. Lack of mental health communication remains one of the major mental health barriers for employees and organisations. It is crucial that we break the barriers to mental health discourse in the workplace and to instill a culture of positive dialogue around mental health among employees in the long term. Employees need to feel comfortable to share about mental health issues among them at any given time. Breaking this barrier is also important for employees to embrace mental health diversity among one another. It is through awareness that we can improve mental health and promote positive well-being. Breaking barriers such as stigmatization, lack of education, and insufficient mental health support, we create a leeway towards organizations where employees have high self-consciousness on their mental health. Employees who are comfortable to talk about their mental health and seek help are more productive than when barred by several factors, such as workplace environment that does not encourage these conversations. There is a need for all organisations, especially in the current age, to embrace efforts that scale up mental health. Breaking barriers to mental health discourse is one of these efforts that generally signals organisations' sensitivity to the workers, employees and their well-being. Encouraging open and honest conversations in the workplace, considering mental health days under sickness absences, proactively training employees to notice and respond to a change in the behaviour of their co-workers, and minding our language around mental health are all key starting points. Likewise, being proactive and offering health and psychoeducation around, for example, ways of becoming resilient and managing stress to employees can be absolutely invaluable. Through these challenging times, you may have heard people within your organisation talking about going back, returning to how things were, or getting back to normal. But is it really possible to go back, to return, or to slip back into how things were before? And do we even want to? Maybe there is only going forward, and not just into new working paradigms. Perhaps this moment of solemn reflection poses an opportunity to consider what mental health is, why it's important, and how we can take better action towards championing employee mental health for our organisations, for each other, for ourselves, and most importantly, for good. It's time to talk.